A lot of people love to go to Broadway. Love it. But you know what the problem is? It costs a lot of money.
Yeah, especially when you don't know the lay of the land and how to buy your tickets. Very daunting.
Brian Stoll. You can follow him on Instagram at Stoll the Show NY, S-T-O-L-L, the Show NY, or on Facebook at Stoll the Show. You are the guru when it comes to getting Broadway tickets for cheap.
I try to be. Just try to be as knowledgeable as possible and help as many people.
I believe you said 275 shows that you have been to, and you've rarely paid over $60 for a seat.
Wow.
Yes, that is correct. There's a variety of tips. My top three that I always try to encourage people to do are rush or standing room only tickets. Sold the day of the show. You go to the box office when they open at 10 a.m. or any time throughout the day, and you could possibly get $30 to $50 tickets to the show that evening or afternoon.
But then you actually have to stand, right?
For the standing room only, yes. But say you have a crappy seat or you're standing for the first half of the show, but there's an intermission. If there are empty seats you find, you can move up and sit down for the second half of the show.
Well, that's okay. Nice. Keeps me closer to the bar, too, if I'm doing the standing thing.
True.
The day of tickets. All right, like, let's wing it. Let's go. But then I'm so nervous that I'm going to show up and that tickets aren't going to be available. And I made the trip into the city for nothing. How often does that happen?
It's really hard to say. It really depends on the popularity of the show. Some people treat getting rush tickets as if it's Black Friday, and they'll camp outside the theater in order to get them. Other times, you could literally walk up to the box office 5 minutes prior to curtain and get those tickets.
Okay, so if you're not into rush and standing on room only, what do you do then?
You could do digital rush and lottery tickets. And those are online. They're through websites like Broadway Direct, Lucky Seat, and Broadway Boosters, and the Today Ticks app. Today Ticks app is one of my favorite apps. They offer discounted tickets for Broadway shows, and they also do the digital rush and lottery tickets. Basically, you go onto these sites a day in advance for the lottery, and you can enter to get 1 to 2 tickets for $30 to $50 a piece, or digital rush, which is that morning.
You know, I like that better. For people that aren't going into the city as often, right? You know, they're not as familiar. It's more of a trek, so this allows them to plan a little bit more.
Correct, and exciting.
I like the Today Ticks app. I have that app, and every once in a while I go on there. I'm like, if we leave right now and go to the show,
we can do it.
Very true.
Third way that we can get discounted tickets to see Broadway.
Becoming a member to TDF. TDF, if you're familiar with that TKTS booth in Times Square that the people wait online to get discounted tickets, they're the ones that run this website. And it's $40 for a membership, and they offer tickets for Broadway, off-Broadway, and off-off-Broadway shows. You can get tickets for musicals for $60 and plays for $50 up to like a week or two in advance. So if you're having relatives come from out of town and you want to see a show or you're planning a trip, this is my best tip. And you can get up to 9 tickets in advance.
Oh, wow.
And this is great during preview period.
That's good stuff. Make that investment if you want to be able to go see some shows.
True. And you're supporting a nonprofit organization.
I saw in your notes, Brian, that you wrote, don't throw away your playbills, that many are worth money. Is that true? Because I throw away mine all the time.
Yes, the playbills, they are worth money. The average playbill goes for like $3 to $5. One playbill I sold for $200.
Wow.
Wow.
And that was Hamilton when it was at the Public Theater. You could probably get, you know, $20 to $30 for a playbill, depending on the cast.
All right. If you want more discount ticket information, you could go to bwayrush.com or broadwayonabudget.com. If you want to follow Brian and get all his tips, Instagram, it's at Stoll the Show NY, S-T-O-L-L, or at Stoll the Show on Facebook, too. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thanks so much, Anna and Raven.